Given the dismay expressed by NHL fans as the lockout dragged on and eventually ate half the regular season, it's perhaps surprising how quickly those fans have returned to the arenas and apparently put aside that dismay.
It was a lose-lose situation. It wasn't good for the owners, it wasn't good for the players, it wasn't good for the sport. But, you know, we're back to playing hockey now, so let's beat the Red Wings and get on with it.
The enthusiasm of that particular fan, one Ray Alcala of Lockport, Illinois, isn't difficult to understand. He backs the aforementioned Blackhawks. According to a recent ESPN report, the United Center is somehow being filled to close to 110%. Capacity. But are those following teams that are bobbing around at about 500 likely to feel the same way as Blackhawks fans post-lockout? Chris Potovin, who roots for the Tampa Bay Lightning, invokes an appropriate simile to explain why he's buying tickets.
Happy times. We're playing. Absolutely. When you're a hockey player and a hockey fan, as long as we're playing, no matter what happened, it's just like taking the gloves off and going for 5 minutes and doing it over again. That's it. It was a round of fighting and it was over. They got their penalties. We're back to playing hockey.
So the 5 minutes for fighting explanation works for Chris Potovin. But after an early February game between Tampa Bay and the New York Rangers at the Tampa Bay Times Forum, Gail Agatis, also a Lightning fan, explained her attendance differently.
It was kind of like the family's back together, you know, like a huge family reunion, you know. That's kind of the way it felt. Everybody was excited. Everything that happened, people were just on their feet. It was amazing.
Average attendance at Lightning games is up a tad over last season, and overall league attendance is up over 2%, despite the lockout, which ended less than 2 months ago. But NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman probably shouldn't get smug, at least according to anecdotal evidence provided by William Couture, a fan of the Detroit Red Wings. The lockout did have a negative impact.
My brother-in-law, he refuses to go to a stadium. He'll watch the games on the TV, but he said he'll refuse to go to the stadium to support the owners.
And at least one fan of the Boston Bruins, Glenn Alexander, production manager at WBUR, shares that sentiment, though he's realistic about the impact of his personal boycott.
I'm not so noble to think that my not spending any money is going to make them change anything. I think if enough people did, they would.
But they won't, and it's even money Alexander won't either.
I may break before the season's up because I'm really anxious to go. I just like the atmosphere.
Average attendance at Bruins games is actually down a little, but the only team looking at a precipitous drop is the Dallas Stars, where ticket sales are off 12.5%. The Predators and Coyotes are up about 4%, while the Blue Jackets of Columbus, the league's worst team so far this season, are up nearly 8% at the box office. All those fans, either already back in the arenas or on the brink of returning, it kind of makes you wonder how many lockouts the NHL would have to put their fans through in order to lose somebody like Hunter Patterson, a Predators supporter since 2002.
I've dealt with two already, and I've came back both times. So it's hard for me to say how many I can put up with. Sadly, I love it too much.
We can only hope Mr. Bettman and the owners don't get cocky enough to decide to test Mr. Patterson at all 8 years hence.